I smashed the ball into the wall, nearly hitting Wells. "You get the ring?" he asks. "Yep." I smash it again.
"You're really doing it?"
I shrug. "Why not?" I turn and smash, smash, smash. "Business as usual?" he asks. I head over for water, guzzle some down, and head back. Bounce the ball, smash. "We're friends. We have fun together. We respect each other. She's willing for us to have an open marriage. She gets my money. I get respect."
"Damn right," he says.
"Christos," I hear a voice behind me. "Hill." I greet Jensen, an old high school friend who is leaning on the glass door with his racket at his side. 30 seconds, he says. I head over, wipe my sweat with a towel. "I've got a favor. I know someone who's been trying to get a meeting with you for weeks." "I'm really busy." I toss the towel at a nearby basket. "Yeah, understatement." He grins, a pause as he waits for me. "You think you can see her?" "I'm sorry, I really am busy." I smile and slap his back. "Come on, it's a special friend of mine. She wants your Midas touch on her startup. She's your friend, too." I arch a brow. "Bryn Kelly, remember her? 5 feet tall, a little funny. I know Bryn." I cut him off. "So will you see her?" "Bryn Kelly." "You look like a guy who thinks he'll get to kiss me." "I will." I push the thought out of my mind, unaware of how long I've been silent. A restless sensation grips me, and I scrape my jaw with my hand as I try to shake it aside. My place tomorrow at 8. I'll fit her in between changing and leaving for a thing with Miranda. "Oh, you," he winks. "Let's do dinner next weekend." I lift my racket in consent as I walk away, grab the ball, and smash it against the wall so hard the glass enclosure rattles.